Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, tips for managing conflict in the workspace. And Arturo, I'm really excited to hear from you on this based on the volume of people that you have been a leader for. And what comes top of mind for me is conflict. Is this an obstacle or is this an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always an opportunity. there may be some individuals that potentially are identified as obstacles, and I think that that's a separate potential podcast, but maybe we can talk about it a little bit. But the way that I handle it is head first and hit it hard. Because discussion or conflict, let's call it conflict because discussion is less, has less negativity around it. But I think conflict needs to be hit head on quickly, to cool the waters, right? And I think it gives the leader who's trying to mediate a little bit of an opportunity to understand what's going on. Where is the conflict? What is the conflict? And to, be able to then move into the next phase, which is, once it's understood, sometimes you have to be judge and jury. You have to make quick decisions on what's right, who's right, and create lines and define that, really, really quickly. And I think, sometimes the role of a leader requires you to weigh in, and it may be, hey, there's these two, people that they have this conflict or this disagreement. Tell me what's going on. I want to understand where the disagreement originates with or from. And then you gotta help make a decision. And sometimes it may be an opposing position to the view that somebody has, but if it's right for the group and if it's right for the organization, that's the direction. And it's just got to be, made quick. That's kind of how I currently approach it.
So there's various levels to conflict because we've got day-to-day conflict, which can be seen on an operational level versus organizational conflict, which is coming from the top down because success in companies oftentimes and almost always rises or falls to the level of leadership. And for me, when I look at wherever there's been conflict or dissonance in anyone that I've worked with or specific client campaigns, it has always come from the top down and it's been oftentimes around communication or a lack thereof, where certain standards aren't met because people are not communicating or they're not being accountable. And companies oftentimes who are not living their core values can get the wrong people on the bus. And the wrong people on the bus can create more opportunities for more conflict. And we say, why in the world is this happening? And so many of our conversations, Arturo, are circular because the DNA of being a great leader or running a great company has so many spokes to it, from core values to communication to putting people in the right positions to succeed to, we just did an episode on empathy. And I'm curious from your perspective on organizational conflict.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to what I discussed, but a lot of, the other option is mediating and educating opposing sides so that we can bring everybody back on path. And so the conflict could arise because there's a shortage of understanding. It could be a shortage of training. It could be, there could be various things that maybe potentially the organization itself is at fault, and so the job of a leader, again, is to understand what the issue is and then quickly start making decisions on the best available path for the individuals and for the organization. And so, but some of that may be, this lobbying, this coaching, this informing to try to get people to meet somewhere in the middle. And, and understand that there's possibility to coexist together, and that these opposing views aren't necessarily wrong, but they're not necessarily productive in what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and for me, one of my core values is candor. So when I, and you mentioned this, when I look at how I manage conflict, I'm head on because it's the DNA of who I am. I want you to speak to me the same way that I'm going to speak to you. And Arturo, I'm curious. Let's go from the bottom up now, because it doesn't mean as leaders that everything is always puppy dogs and rainbows, that there are situations when the leader might be creating the conflict for someone on their team who is below them. What can someone who has a manager or a boss or an executive, that is air quotes, above them, how can they manage conflict on something where they feel like they're doing things the correct way and the conflict is being put on top of them?
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time. You know, that happens all the time. And so I think it's, are there alternative individuals that they can potentially, share this, situation with, albeit, HR or something like that. I think the idea of managing up is a real thing that we talk about quite a bit. And, true leaders are going to actually be open to that feedback, it happens regularly, in situations that I'm in. There's, conversation that I have with staff or partners that, want to see some type of a different outcome and don't necessarily believe that the particular decision that you made was the right one. And that's just discussion, And so I think it's healthy. I think everybody needs to be cognizant of how the message is delivered, because I think that's a huge part of it. But I think people that are lower, quote unquote, lower on the totem pole, so to speak, should not have, fear coming to somebody that may be above them in a way that is, again, non-confrontational, just more of like bringing it to your attention. And, a real leader is going to be somebody that's going to be able to see the truth in that and be able to move the conversation forward.
So there's another scenario I want to get your opinion on that I experience probably the most of all of the types of workplace conflict, and that would be client conflict. When you're a service provider and you have clients, and it doesn't always mean that the clients are showing up in a specific way. And one example that I have from my journey was, I had a client that we were working on some marketing and brand building and content production for their brand, and they would habitually be late for the scheduled Wednesday at 10 a.m. meeting. And it wasn't a big deal for them because they're the CEO of the company and they're doing a lot of different things. But on the receiving end for myself and our team, habitually or every now and then, that's coming up. And then, of course, if they're showing up late, there's a lack of communication, there's a lack of accountability. So we all know about our ability to fire a client, or when we are taking on a client who's not one of our diamonds, aka someone that I would love to work with. But oftentimes we don't see this at the very beginning of a client relationship when, boom, you come in, we can help you, we enjoy working together, awesome. But then this little conflict starts creeping in and they're doing something to us as the service provider. And I'm curious, even from a candid perspective, how do you think about a client conflict?
I think it's, in a similar way, I think you gotta, I've been in situations where you want to bite your tongue a little bit because of potential size of the piece of business perhaps. But I think at the end of the day, where you can be truly effective to your clients is in being honest. And I think, as people that are service providers, I think you have to be okay with walking away. But I also think it starts really, have you built a structure and SOPs around how this whole thing is going to operate Because if you haven't, well, then, you know, the lay of the land really hasn't been, you know, produced or created. And so I think there may be some opportunity there for people to be a little bit confused. But if this relationship is making you inefficient or is disrespectful towards time and energy, I think having conversation about it is where it starts. I mean, you can't just, next day, hey, we're out. It's got to be like, hey, we'd like to improve this, and we'd like to be able to give you, full advantage of what we can offer, but it's got to be done, you know, here's how this works at a really high level, and here's how it doesn't.
Yeah, I love that. And there's a quote that I often anchor in from Alabama head coach Nick Saban, and it says, never waste a failure. And I love how you said the structures and the SOPs. And I think back to early on in my entrepreneurial journey when I received a lot of conflict around clients who would pay late, to where it's, hey, we're going to be billing this net 30, let's call it. And then 30 days gets here and boom, now we're chasing them down for that. And for me, after that happened a few times, I'm like, I'm no longer on this model. I'm on the prepay model. So I built in a structure and an SOP that says the only way to work with me and my team is if we're doing things in advance. And it's also a benefit to the client that we work with, because this is no longer a problem on the table. And then any other time conflict comes out, there's an opportunity to create a system or a process internally that says, when this new thing pops up, this is what we're going to do for it. And so many companies, I don't believe, think in systems and processes like this, but I believe this is how we turn obstacles into opportunities. How many times am I going to go through this same conflict versus, all right, I'm learning something from this. I'm now going to make this better.
I mean, to me, it's, you know, getting as much information as humanly possible out in front of people at the onset is really, really important. I think, you know, especially in that kind of client service type of environment, I think it's, you know, the small print is important, you know, and I think it's, you know, not just a small print, but it's making sure that you're calling it out and people understand this is how we operate. Do you want to engage with us and be in a relationship with us? But if you do, just know that this is our preferred method of engagement.
Yeah, and time for the action item or takeaway in Arturo. You just said, and I love it, this is how we operate. And this is uniform across the board, whether you're managing your team, you're working with service providers, whatever it is, that having this standard for yourself, because you can always go back to it. It's why core values are so important, because it's something to go back on. Of, we're not correcting the action based on emotion or judgment. We're saying, listen, these are our core values. This is the standard for how we operate on. So this is where the leadership can come from. What's your action item or takeaway?
I think, being patient, understanding, and knowing that these things have to be addressed. Whether you're an employee in an organization, whether you're the leader of the organization, whether this is a client, you know, service relationship, I think allowing conflict to fester is a bad thing. But I think taking a very sensical approach and trying to understand where these issues are arising from. And like I said before, I think a lot of times it can be internally that there's some gaps in just, you know, full understanding of kind of how things need to be. And I think that can alleviate a lot of stuff. And so if people are really, you know, trying, if there's something that a particular listener is like, hey, we've got these issues that are currently existing, I think you got to go to the core. I think you got to try to understand if there's a preventative way that everybody can be on the same page at the inception of the relationship. And that oftentimes helps.
Yeah, I love it. And we would love to hear from you. Do you have an example of a situation in which conflict arose in your business? And what was the action that you took to ensure that you turned that obstacle into an opportunity? Arturo, where can everybody connect with you?
Yeah, the best place is going to be LinkedIn, Arturo Gomez.
And you can hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn at Rob Cressy. If you have not connected with Arturo and I highly recommend it. We want to be a positive asset to you and your company and all that you do.